Friday afternoon at 4 o'clock, and now live from life, it's the Chris Boyle Show. Coming up today, Count Dracula will be showing us how he can demolish a table of Vollevants in under 30 seconds in our new feature, Vampire the Buffet Slayer.
Bad to the bone. Bad to the bone.
But now, please welcome the man who's round. It's Chris Moyle.
Might look the same, but they don't taste the same. Fantastic.
And now, what happens to our world if massive, monstrous man-beasts like this invade us?
That's the end of everything.
What do you mean?
Chris Moyle.
The sun could print a picture of your shocker, and they wouldn't apologize. David the photographer.
Hey, how are you doing?
I'm good.
Don't get stuck with me.
You're a bully.
Chris Moyle.
Here we go. Good afternoon, everybody. I am Chris Moyle.
Isn't that disgusting?
So he's starting the show as we mean to go on. Never mind. Right, hello. Thank you, Mark and Lard. I'm Chris Moyle, Saviour Afternoon Radio 1. Tommy Davis here.
Howdy.
Our new roving reporter, Melinda.
Hello.
And because it's Friday, the man of a thousand voices, Mr. John Colshaw.
They might look the same, but they don't taste the same.
Big boxing. Spectacular this weekend. With you introduce the fighters in that commentary style.
Okay. Ladies and gentlemen, presenting the British and Commonwealth heavyweight champion, Julius Prentice. And his opponent across the ring, really needing no introduction the world over, he is the former undisputed heavyweight champion of the world, Iron Mike Tyson.
You know, the first thing is, the introduction to the fight will probably last longer than the fight itself. That's what I like about that. Predictions on the fight, who's going to win?
Tyson. Second round.
Is that what you think?
Yep.
John?
A very good start for Julius Prentice. He'll rough Tyson around a bit, but around about round four, Tyson with one shot is going to, he's going to win by a knockout. Round four.
Mm-hmm. Our guest producer, Mr. Mick Meadows.
Tyson,
right. I think Bruno will win.
Do you?
Yeah.
Frank Bruno?
No, Bruno Brooks.
Oh, right.
Yeah, he's going to be in the ring as well. Wouldn't that be a great fitting to do? Who would you like to see in the ring with Mike Tyson? Oh, we could be here for hours.
Should we do that?
Well, I don't know.
Can we do that?
Yeah? Who would you like to see fight Mike Tyson? Oh, I've got a long list.
I have as well.
Anyway, yesterday, if you're listening to the show, our very good pal, Melinda, the living legend that is, yesterday went with a mobile phone to the pub around the corner to try and get an interview with Noel Gallagher. He didn't succeed, but it was a nice little bit. Mm. It was a good radio.
Got very close to it, didn't he?
Yeah. So, and there's a picture of Noel in the pub itself. So we were right. We found the pub.
They were closed.
Yeah. But we couldn't get near him. He was in another room or something.
Yeah. Couldn't get near. It was locked.
So Melinda will be our brand new roving reporter from now on. So if anybody has any ideas of what we can do with Melinda next, then give us a ring. 08700 100 100. I think he could cover the Oscars for us.
Or the Brits.
I think the Oscars sounds good.
The Brits.
Why don't you do the Brits?
I'll definitely do the Brits.
When's Dave at the nominations for the Brits? When is that? That's coming up soon, isn't it? So next week?
Monday.
Monday?
Why don't you go down Monday night?
Yeah, why don't you go down with a mic, right? And we'll, instead of a Radio 1 mic, we'll fake up a radio station. Lancashire FM or something. Mm. And then you go down and we'll write a list of questions for the so-called pop stars and you can ask them.
Okay.
Yeah?
I'll do that.
Great.
So Monday night then.
You fancy that?
Yeah.
That could be good. Do you like that?
I like that. Is he going to be in disguise or is he going to be...
I wear a fake moustache.
Yeah, let's disguise him. Let's make him up, right?
In a moustache.
In a moustache.
some posh wears there.
Or maybe a bard. Like a goatee bard.
Or side beard.
Sard bond.
All right.
Eyebrows.
Hello, I'm Melinda. I would like to ask you a question.
Yeah, like do that. Can you hear that voice?
Hello, I'm Melinda.
Yeah, you're Chinese, now. Hello, I'm Melinda.
No, right.
Yeah. Okay.
What voice should we give him? Should we just say we do it in your normal voice?
Okay.
But we'll put a moustache on you, and maybe some glasses as well. Maybe get a little wig for you. We'll go down to BBC Props and get some stuff. It's going to be good. All right. So 08700 100 100. If you have any ideas about questions for people at the Brit nomination award thing, which we believe was Monday night, Dave Pearce will be coming live from there. See how I talk up the rest of the station?
You're corporate mongers.
I really am, aren't I? And 08700 100 100 as well. Because it's the boxing this weekend, who would you like to see in the ring with Mike Tyson? Na 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 na. Who would you like to see? 08700 100 100, call us up.
Are you nominating Bruno Brooks as your first one?
No.
Yeah.
Mind you,
no. It'd be funny though, wouldn't it?
Well, it would. Yeah, but Bruno would talk him to death. 30 seconds. If Bruno Brooks could last 30 seconds in the ring with Mike Tyson, and Grant, I bet you anything, Mike Tyson would be doing a gig for the Young Farmers in Blackpool for a couple of quid.
Next door, I'm out of here. It's on all night. I can't sleep.
Oh, come on. Notorious B.I.G. at Radio 1 and Notorious B.I.G. I think Julius Francis might do well tomorrow.
He'll do well.
Yeah.
He'll do well.
I'm not a big boxing expert.
No.
I do like boxing.
He may do surprisingly well. I don't know. Before the James Buster Douglas fight 10 years ago.
Here we go.
Boxing history with John Kilshaw.
Yes, shall I find some kind of music for you to do your boxing facts on?
Yes, I'll do Harry Carpenter.
You got like Sports Night or something? No. Let me try and find something. John, by the way, is not only a top impressionist and drinker.
He's a top bloke too.
He also knows his boxing. He's a boxing expert. Is that right?
Yeah.
Hang on a second.
And now on Radio 1, another John Kilshaw boxing fact.
Go.
Most people wrote James Buster Douglas off. They said that he could not beat Mike Tyson 10 years ago in the Tokyo Dome. But he did, and he inflicted Tyson's first defeat in the 10th round, I think. Now, Julius Francis may just upset him again tomorrow. It very much depends if he wins or not.
Is that Patrick Moore?
No.
Patrick Moore is a kid, isn't it?
No, it's sort of like I've not done Harry Carpenter for a while.
Is that Harry Carpenter?
Yes.
What, the butcher from Ormskirk?
No. Mike Tyson already looked awesomely fit, certainly fit enough, so that these cameramen take a look at his training session.
Right,
one thing's for certain.
Yes.
Oh, never mind.
Okay, good. Right, we move on.
Mm.
08700 100 100, two things we want you to phone in for. Questions to potential Brit nominees for Monday night from Melinda. We're like impertinent, rude, and funny questions, please. You know, the old classics are always the best, like, what did you do with the money? What money? The money your mother gave you for singing lessons. That's always a corker. That's a corker question. And who would you like to see in the ring with Mike Tyson? 08700 100 100. Now, as we said on the air the other day, right, Tyson is in the paper with his wife. It's in the Daily Star. And we noticed that his wife's legs, from the knees down, were quite hairy.
Hirsute.
What?
Hirsute.
No, she was wearing like a skirt. And then you could see her legs, and they were quite hairy. She wasn't in a suit. Idiot. So anyway, we go on about this. And front page of the Daily Star yesterday goes, look at the legs on Mike Tyson's missus. And it's this big thing about her hairy legs, which they obviously didn't realise until we mentioned it. And they really badly misquote us.
Hers are hairier than his.
Yeah, they quote Carolyn Atkins, the newsreader. It's Carolyn Atkins' son, you morons. So badly quoted. So today, they've obviously, there's another piece about it. They've completely ignored our rant yesterday. We're not even mentioned in the Daily Star. Jackasses. And it says, Iron Mike's wife stubbly pins with her talk of radio DJs and TV shows of another country after our hair and doors front page.
Yeah.
GMTV's Penny Smith held up a copy of our story and told co-host John Stapleton, I wouldn't walk around like that, but perhaps I've been brainwashed to rip mine off with wax. And he goes on quoting these hilarious DJs and their hilarious comments. Would you like to hear them?
I'd love to, yeah.
Let's see how many people in the studio laugh, right? Manchester Radio, Key 103's breakfast show host Mike Toolan, by the way, who I know lots about. Lengthy. Mike Toolan said, "It looks like Ryan Giggs is climbing up her legs."
What does that mean?
I've no idea. Does Ryan Giggs look like hair?
Ryan Giggs is quite hairy.
And his sidekick, Sean Gibson, just my tool is so dumb, he has to have a sidekick with him, right? So obviously the sidekick is hilarious. His sidekick goes, "She's got more body hair than a baby gorilla."
What?
Hilarious.
Hilarious.
These two are the funniest people in the world. Mike Toolan and his hilarious sidekick, Sean Gibson. Yes, indeed, he popped it. Hey, she's as hairy as like a hairy thing. Here's Janet with the travel. Another guy said, "There's nothing wrong with them, but it's not a good idea to go out in a short skirt. Look at her legs, it looks like a carpet."
Who was that? Was that Jono?
That was Les Ross. Jono, that big fat lump from the radio in London, said, "Her legs look like a rainforest." That, by the way, from a bloke who looks like there's eight people inside him trying to get out. Because he's so fat.
He's totally spherical now, isn't he?
Unbelievable.
He's like one of those big figures they have in It's a Knockout.
You know that big eclipse we had recently, and everybody had a big hoo-ha. There's an eclipse of the sun every time he bends over, his fat ass gets in the way. Anyway, there you go. This made me laugh that the Daily Star completely ignored us from yesterday after they got all the quotes wrong.
There's another great misquote on the front page, though, the Noel Gallagher one. Look at the bottom, right?
Can you read? Very quickly. Basically, Nick starts off babies in a minute.
They went to see Noel Gallagher to congratulate him.
Great radio, though,
isn't it? A minute.
Is this great radio?
They went to congratulate him on the birth of his new baby daughter. And basically the quote from him is, he goes, "Meg doesn't even look like she's had a baby. She's not really been in labour. More like new labour." He never said that.
It's meant to quote. There's something you want me to have a look at.
Page 14.
Well, I rant about this, or should we save it?
Well, I just think you'll giggle at the picture and then the story. The picture's the best bit, though. Look at the...
It's a fat guy. Ha, 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 ha.
But it is funny.
I'll read it in a minute. Okay.
There's a brand new sound to Sunday mornings on Radio 1.
This is Sarah HB heading up the new sound to Sunday mornings on Radio 1.
Sarah. The Breakfast Club.
7 to 10 a.m. Sunday mornings.
Right about now, you got the musical thing. The Dream Team.
This is Timmy Magic. This is Mikey D. And this is DJ Spoonie. Bringing a feel of Saturday night to a Sunday morning. Mixing up the finest UK garage with R&B and some soulful sounds. All between 10 a.m. and...
The Breakfast Club and the Dream Team.
Sunday morning. Radio 1.
Now do remember you're rigging and jigging for the musical field margin.
Radio 1.
Here we go.
Yeah.
This weekend on Radio 1, it's an all-exclusive Dr. Alban weekend. Alban weekend.
It's my life.
That's right, it's his life, and he wants to sing Hallelujah only for you, the Radio 1 listeners, in this exclusive live special. That's the Radio 1 Dr. Alban weekend, this weekend. Only on 97 to 99 FM, Radio 1. Dr. Alban Weekend.
Hiya, remember me?
I'm Bobby G from Buck City.
What do you think of Jennifer Lopez?
Tonight,
lovely.
Oh, when you would be here in my arms.
When are you toy?
You're obsessed with that thing.
I got it sent to the Sky box office. It's like a punch bag, and when you punch it, it goes...
Is this in a vain attempt that you might, you know, promote their coverage?
Yeah, but it's not going to work, though, is it?
No.
Right. So who would you like to see in the ring with Mike Tyson?
Robert Ridgway says he'd like to see Julian Clary, Andy Peters and the Chuckle Brothers as a tag team.
Nice.
I'd like to fight Mike Tyson. I'd be punched around the ring, wouldn't I?
Yes, you would. Steve in Oxford says Gary Bushell should go in the ring with Tyson. Andrew in South Wales says Boy George. Paul in Leicester says Matthew Wright from the Mirror. And not that smug smile off his little chin face, wouldn't
it? Oh, and Dave from North London says Jeremy Clarkson.
No, you just made that up.
No, I didn't.
That's you, isn't it?
Yeah.
Dave from North London says Jeremy Clarkson. That's just you. Because you hate Jeremy Clarkson.
I don't hate him.
I think he's all right. Leave him alone. Gareth and Jason says Dale Winton. No, Dale and Julian could double, you know.
I'm very confident going into my Tyson fight.
What? Eight from steps. Oh, there you go. A threesome. There's loads there.
I'll keep him at bay behind a good stiff jab.
I sure.
Phil from Sporting is the best one, though. You know who'd like to see in a ring with Mike Tyson?
Who?
An elephant.
I think you ought to know.
I'd like that. Oh, it's pretty funny. Jono, they call him.
I have a portrait on my wall.
This is Jeff in Vegas on Radio 1. Jeff in Vegas and Aisha at Radio 1.
Radio 1.
Right, Robbie Williams coming up and Christina Aguilera all after news and sport. Here's the brilliant Dominic. It's 4:30.
A multi-million pound loan for the Dome.
Radio 1.
The Millennium Dome hit a cash crisis. Organisers are borrowing £60 million because visitor numbers are so low. The director is Mike Connor.
We had expected that most people to buy their tickets well in advance, but our experience is showing that the people aren't buying them so far in advance. So that means that they need some transitional support in these early opening weeks.
The jury in the trial of Dr. Harold Shipman has been sent home for the weekend. They've spent 5 days now considering their verdict at Preston Crown Court. Dr. Shipman denies killing 15 women patients. A man who kicked a pensioner to death and stabbed two other people on the day of the eclipse has been sent to a top security hospital. Nottingham Crown Court heard 31-year-old Kevin Hewitt thought the world was going to end. Police want to question the father of a 17-month-old toddler who's been reunited with his mother more than 2 months after going missing. Daniel Grimshaw was snatched from his mother's arms on the street in Bradford. A former lion tamer's admitted releasing a panther and a cougar into the Pennines in Derbyshire in the 70s. Experts reckon it could explain the sightings of big cats in the area. His friend Lewis Foley says it's not the only case.
There's a couple of friends of mine, one from Coventry, right? I know for a fact that he loosed a panther. I couldn't accommodate it, and he said that he couldn't have it put down. He knew about the new laws coming out, right, and that, right, so he said he was going to turn it loose. I think it was in 1974.
Victoria Beckham's revealed she did go to her doctor because she was worried about how much weight she's lost. She was talking in an interview with Michael Parkinson, shown on BBC One tonight.
So I started to get paranoid. So I went to the doctors and I said, look, is there anything wrong with me? You know, I wanted to be totally checked out because I was eating perfectly fine, and they just said that's just something that happens, you know, when you have children. My mum lost 3.5 stone.
A waitress has won a record £22 million on a slot machine in Las Vegas. Cynthia J won it on a stake of less than 20 quid, and she says she's not going back to work.
In the last half an hour, the weigh-in has taken place for the Tyson Francis showdown in Manchester tomorrow night. There for Newsbeat, our boxing commentator John Rawling.
A huge scrum of reporters and cameramen gathered round for this one, and Tyson weighed in at 15 stone 13 and 3/4 pounds. That's the heaviest of his career. Julius Francis, 17 stone 6.5. That's less than in his last fight. So a stone and a half heavier than Tyson. And Tyson, incidentally, was wearing his £600,000 new watch when he stepped onto the scales.
The Zimbabwe innings have just ended in the latest match in the Triangular Cricket Series in Cape Town. England restricted them to 211/7. Details from Jonathan Agnew.
A very good effort that from England. After 30 overs, Zimbabwe were 135/3 and seemed well set for a score of 240. Or even 250. Neil Johnson was going strong on that stage on 97. But England fought back very strongly through Andy Caddick, particularly, very tight effort, and they're now chasing 212 to win.
Glenn Hoddle has gone from sinner to saint, with Dave Jones taking a year off to attend a court case. Hoddle has accepted the manager's job at Southampton. And FIFA president Sepp Blatter has told the Germans their favourites to host the World Cup in 2006, a week after backing South Africa. I'm Bob Ballard.
Heavy rain in the north of England and Scotland, cloudy with scattered showers everywhere else. Top temperature 8 degrees. The weekend will be mild and windy. Some snow in the far north on Sunday. And we'll update the news and sport at 5 o'clock.
You're a genius.
You are too. Hello.
Mickey, set up for me the Victoria Beckham on Parkinson clip if you can, while I'm talking to the lovely Dominic about his days at Harrowood.
Hey, Harrowood Radio.
That's where you used to work.
I did. It was good there.
Because I have a spy to
telling me this.
Who this? Who?
Mad Mick.
Mick Meadows.
I wasn't going to tease him then, but then you jumped in, you moron.
Sorry.
Did I ruin that?
Yeah.
No, he was good. He used to be a DJ.
Mick did, yeah. Obviously, a guy producing this. Mm. Had long hair and was very successful.
He was very successful.
He was the original Steve Lamacq.
He was.
But with a mullet.
In the Cambridge music world, they were pretty much cutting edge. Him and Sarah Jane.
There you go. And now look at him.
I know.
He's just edge.
I know.
Not so much of the
edge or hedge. Well, both. Right, so anyway.
Yeah.
Victoria Beckham, now she pretty much said a lot of this on our show. She said that she's not anorexic, there's nothing, blah, blah, blah.
Yeah.
And she goes, look, I've just lost a bit of weight. What is that noise in the background?
Sorry, that's me rustling paper.
All right.
I'll stop.
Thanks.
Okay.
So she goes, I just lost a bit of weight. Now she's obviously talking about, this on the Parkinson. Play the clip, Mickey, if you would.
So I started to get paranoid. So I went to the doctors and I said, look, is there anything wrong with me? You know, I wanted to be totally checked out because I was eating perfectly fine. And they just said, that's just something that happens, you know, when you have children. My mum lost 3.5 stone.
3.5 stone she lost?
That's a hell of a lot.
Maybe I should have a baby.
You have to have twins.
Shut up. Robbie Williams, the radio, and no regrets. Before that, Christine Aguilera and What a Girl Wants, 97 to 99 FM. This is Radio 1. Thank you. Right, here's that story that from the Daily Star that you want me to talk about. Page what did you say?
14.
VAT on fat. Doc wants to tax pies and cakes. And there's a picture of a big fat man with his belly hanging between his legs.
Just look at the expression on his face, though.
Right, this is only a joke, by the way, okay? Doesn't he look like Paul Gallagher?
It is a bit, actually, yeah.
I said, Paul, it's only a joke, mate. I'll smock you for that, my altar. Health expert wants to stop fatties feasting by slapping VAT on their favourite grub. This doctor claims that it would save thousands of roly-polies from dropping dead every year. That's a really nice way of phrasing it, isn't it? The subtle subject of heart attacks. How are we going to cover that? He claims that he'd save thousands of roly-polies from dropping dead every year. Nice. They write so well, don't they? So the idea is that they would tax
cakes and puddings and stuff,
pastries, cakes, and full-fat milk. The theory is people on lower incomes eat more fatty food than richer folk.
You're rich, though.
No, not rich.
As a government, what we've got to do is look at each pie, look at each chocolate bar, and assess, on its merits, how we would tax each individual item.
Either way, you're knackered.
Sorry about Robbie Williams saying, you signed an autograph for this girl on a blank cheque.
Mm.
Do you read that in the paper?
Yeah.
She had no paper, so her uncle was with his checkbook out, and Robbie signed a check to Daniela, all my money in the world, and then signed Robbie Williams. And there you go. Nice.
So can she write some money, and can she write
a check? No, because he wrote all my money in the world. No, it wasn't on his checkbook, it was on this woman's. That's quite a cool way to have an autograph.
Hmm.
One of Robbie's people, when we were doing that Tube TV show, my mum was there for all day, and in the rehearsal she was really excited because she gets to meet Robbie Williams. Because, right? You know, she's my mum, she can do whatever she really well wants to. Whether I want her to meet anybody, she just
access all areas.
Absolutely, yeah. So she met Robbie Williams, and he came over, gave her a big hug, and chatted with her for a bit, and blah, blah, blah. And then one of Robbie's people came over and goes, there you go, you can have this. And gave her a little card, like a business card, which said, born to be mild, this is to prove that I've met Robbie Williams.
That's quite cool.
There you go. I didn't get one there. I have one of them. I didn't get one.
Maybe he doesn't like you.
Probably. Well, he won't come on the show, will he? Won't come on this radio show. Williams, eh? Robert Peter, you big chicken.
Isn't that a bit naff?
What?
Having cards to prove that, you know...
It depends which way you want to take it. I think it's quite funny.
Be careful, John. I think Chris already ordered his.
Why would I order cards saying that I've met Robbie Williams?
I used to work with a DJ who got all his DJ cards, and he'd take them with him to nightclubs, and he'd, like, go around, and he'd say, hi, this is my card. I work on such and such. Do you want me to sign it for you? And he'd give him out like this. How egotistical is that?
I was with Saba Mayer today in the street, and we're just chatting around the corner, and the two of us are standing outside the shop having a yak about stuff. And this guy comes up and says to me, sorry, mate, for interrupting. I went, no, it's not a problem. He goes, can I have an autograph? And Simon goes, yeah, who's it? And it wasn't interested in me, it's wanted Mayo's autograph. So the guy goes, can I have an autograph from my girlfriend, please? And he goes, yeah, what's the name? Shirley. Yeah, two Shirley. And who's Shirley? The guy goes, my girlfriend. Oh, that's right, yeah, you just asked me to sign an autograph for your girlfriend, didn't you? And Simon Mayo writes like a child. Have you ever noticed this?
No.
It's illegible, you can't even read it. All he wrote was, scribble, 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 Mayo. That's all he wrote. But what's the point of that? Because anyone could have done that. This boy will go back to his girlfriend now and go, oh, I guess we're also on the street, I've got this autograph for you. Squiggle, 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 Mayo. What does that say?
You say that's not Simon Mayo's autograph, you just scribbled that out yourself.
Yeah, exactly. You've seen his writing, isn't he right, bad, Mick?
Better than me.
Better than you? Well, you scribble your name there. Write to Chris, lots of love, Mick.
It's always hard with autographs because you haven't got a table to lean on and you can't write it neatly, you just got to...
Yeah, Mick Meadows, the producer, is right. His writing is worse than Mayo's. Right, this is Hepburn. And this is a song called Deep, Deep Down, which is dead, dead good. We're on Radio, Radio 1. Shut your face. Where we live. Hepburn on Radio 1. The sound of modern rock. Today. So John Thompson on the TV the other night, he was saying he came up with a brand new comedy character, and it's another DJ parody. But this time it's like a rock DJ. Well, isn't that all been done before now?
I don't know. John will find a new way to do it, though.
Kiss ass. Yeah.
No,
you know it. You're working with him at the minute.
John, you are such a brown nose. Oh, you are.
I'm not.
I'm sure he'll find a really great way to do it because he's so good. Kiss ass. I'm sorry, John.
All right.
Really messing, John.
Yeah,
I know.
Go on, you were saying.
Go on, I've forgotten now.
No, go on, so John Thompson, go on.
Yeah, when we were on Spitting Image years ago, he was like...
I'm not going to describe anything. It's all going to be funny noise. It's all going to be...
How's your friend Alistair McGowan, by the way?
Very well. Yeah, very well. We did the final show.
I saw that the other night. His what? Show.
Oh, it's good. Yeah, that's the pilot one.
Was that on again?
Oh, yeah, yeah. I think it was on Wednesday night.
Alistair McGowan, by the way, is an impressionist. Mm. Am I right? Does he mainly do sport
people? Oh, no. I mean, he does do a lot of sport people. He knows about football like I know about boxing. But he does everybody, really. He does.
How's his impression of me coming along?
Well, when he first started listening to you, he thought you were from Manchester. And I said, no, he's from
Yeah, I've got such a Mancunian accent, haven't I?
I don't know. It's not obviously a Leeds accent or anything like that. But it's doing all right. It was a little high, but when you start out on a new voice, you sort of start at one certain area.
How's your version of me coming along?
I don't know. You're quite difficult to do. You know, I just sort of keep you quite deadpan, really.
That's like Rick Mayall.
No, that's Rick Mayall.
Not me.
No, but of course, you know, on the radio, something like rubbing your face.
Yeah, I do rub my face a lot, yeah, but that's a visual thing.
Say Radio 1, London.
I don't go win.
You think of Radio 1, London, and you're fired.
Do me.
Wow.
Is that it?
Groovy, baby. Get down, slick.
Just don't say anything funny, and then that'll be Dave. Can you do Melinda?
Hello.
Not bad.
I'm trying to do Melinda's laugh. sort of laughs like that, doesn't he? No?
I don't know, he's never laughed at anything ever.
No, I can do Reese. I can do Reese. To do Reese, you've got to be
a... Are you Pink Tom?
What? No, it's Reese. Shut up. Rumpy Pumpy.
We got a good story about Reese.
Go on then, dry quickly.
We went out last night to this gig, yeah. And we went for dinner afterwards. Big posh glass fronted restaurant, right? Nice. In London.
Yeah, very posh. And this was paying up.
Yeah, exactly.
Right, okay.
And we're in like this private room at the back, which has this glass door. So Reese, when we walk in, Reese decides to go to the loo first and then joins us afterwards. We're just sitting down and whatever and just getting a glass of wine or whatever. And we hear this huge great bang as Reese walks straight straight into the glass door in front of the whole restaurant that all turned round and looked at him. He was trying to be really cool.
I'm smiling miserably, as usual.
He's got a cut on the bridge of his nose and a huge great red sort of bump on his forehead, and spent the rest of the evening then with like a napkin full of ice.
Attached to his nose.
Fantastic.
That's what he said when he walked into the glass, and they're like, oh dear, what an unfortunate incident. I'm slightly displeased.
No, it was probably more like...
Monday Night Live on Radio 1. Dave Pearce, live from the Brit Awards nomination party. This is Dave Pearce with your personal invitation to the Brit Awards nomination party. I'll be live in London on Monday from 6 p.m. as we get ready for the Brits 2000. There'll be live music from Fats and Small, and Gabrielle will be hanging out with us for a chat. Then, from 8, Steve Lamacq is live at the NME Premier Awards. As well as news from all the nominees, we'll be featuring a headline set from Ash, performing tracks from their brand new album. Ash, supported by much acclaimed newcomers Muse and Angelica. Then on Tuesday, the evening session is backstage at the awards from 8 till 10. The Brits nomination party and the NME Premier Award. Monday Night Live on Radio 1. This weekend on Radio 1, it's an all-exclusive Scorpions weekend.
Listening to the wind.
That's right, we'll be changing your wind for a one-off special of the best in German rock. 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 All of the song, all weekend long. So join Mary and Hob for the Radio 1 Scorpions Weekend. This weekend, only on 97 to 99 FM, Radio 1.
I'm a dreamy big boy.
Travis! Brilliant, thank you very much. By the way, if you're just going from work and you thought I was going to have a little drink because I've had a hard day, if you want some ice, phone MTV Select, because they've got ice cubes there if you want to borrow some. And I think the number's 09009111111. And just phone them up and say, I believe Kelly Brook has got some ice cubes. Thank you very much.
I think she's been putting them to very good use.
Wow. Refreshing. Right, 08700 100 100 to ring us if you want to play Viaduct. We need you to call now. 08700 100 100. Viaduct will do in about 10 15 minutes on Radio 1. FM. Gabrielle and Rise. A new toy!
Well, you've used it every link so far, haven't you?
Yes. Right, so still to come, we'll do Viaduct. Hopefully, we'll be talking to Pete Tong. We haven't spoken to him for a while. He'll be back again. If that's alright with you, John?
I'll sort it out by
That's lovely. And also, Dave will be saying hilarious words. In fact, two hilarious words. And those words will be...
Jugs.
And... Flippers. Lauren Hill and Des Mitchell coming up after the brilliant Dominic reads the news, the sport as well. It's 5 o'clock.
A mum's reunited with her missing toddler.
In sport, I'm Mike Bentley-Scales in Manchester.
Radio 1, Newsbeat.
Police want to question the father of a 17-month-old boy who's been reunited with his mother more than 2 months after going missing. Daniel Grimshaw was snatched from his mother's arms on the street in Bradford. Amy Grimshaw and her mum can't believe they've got Daniel back.
Wanted him home, and there was nothing we could do to get him home, and we had to put our faith in the police, and we trusted him and did the job there. We had better days, didn't we? But not as nice as today. We've got Christmas again now.
The Millennium Dome is in financial trouble. Organisers are borrowing £60 million because ticket sales are so bad. The jury in the trial of Dr. Harold Shipman has been sent home for the weekend after a fifth day of deliberations. Dr. Shipman denies killing 15 women patients. A dentist from Lincolnshire has been struck off after being found guilty of professional misconduct. Stuart Malloy broke a woman's jawbones and filed a man's teeth to stumps for no reason. Five more rail strikes threatened in the southeast have been called off. Drivers at Connex have accepted a deal on a shorter working week. Tributes have been coming in for the Irish actor who played Brian Quigley in Ballykiss Angel. Tony Doyle died suddenly earlier today. The manager of the band Space has been attacked by the singer of 80s band China Crisis. Mark Cowley was punched in the face outside recording studios in Liverpool. Gary Daly has been cautioned by police.
The weigh-in for tomorrow night's big fight has taken place in Manchester. Mike Tyson at his heaviest fighting weight, 15 stones, 13 and 3/4 pounds. Julius Francis, though, is almost a stone and a half heavier. England's fight is Zimbabwe's 211-7 has started in the latest one-day cricket match in Cape Town. They're currently 11 for no wicket after four overs. Glenn Hoddle has taken over from Dave Jones as manager of Southampton. Jones has been given a year off to concentrate on a court case. And FIFA president Sepp Blatter, who last week told South Africa they would get the World Cup in 2006, now says it's going to Germany. I'm Bob Ballard.
Heavy rain in the north of England and Scotland, cloudy with scattered showers everywhere else. Top temperature 8 degrees. The weekend, mild and windy, some snow in the far north on Sunday. Next from us, the government cock-up over spelling, and we're in Manchester on the eve of the big fight as Tyson and Francis weigh in. That's on Newsbeat at 5:45.
No, you're not.
There we are.
I'm not. You're not.
But we are.
Who's we?
Radio 1.
Well, I'm not there.
Well, Radio 1's there.
Well, there'll be one person there.
But we work for Radio 1.
Who's going to be there?
Johnny Massey's there. And he works for Radio 1.
Yeah, it works for Radio 5 as well.
He doesn't.
Doesn't he?
No.
What's Johnny Mathis doing there?
Him and Boxcar Willie.
What's Boxcar Willie? He's talent. He's sheer class.
Is that going to be doing the commentary on 5 Live?
It's going to be an exciting night of boxing tonight. I'm going to hand you over to our two commentators, Billy Bragg and Neil Young.
Neil who?
Young.
Oh, Young.
Doesn't matter. Shut up! Radio 1. Neil Young, runs with Radio 1. Radio 1. Lauren Hill at Radio 1. Friday afternoon, Lauren, Chris Royals, Des Mitchell. Before that, is it Mitchell or Michelle or anything like that?
I don't know.
What is it?
Mitchell.
Des Mitchell.
Michelle.
Sorry. Mitchell.
Des Mitchell. Hello, I'm Des Mitchell. Welcome to dance.
Dezo.
Hey, Dezo Mitchell here. Why don't you buy my new record? Welcome to the dance. Today. Welcome to the dance. Put a bit of echo in my voice.
Welcome to the dance.
That's nice.
No, you don't want to, like, you know, buy Dezo's records because he's been slagging Spuggy off, you know what I mean?
Well, what about Tomo's records? No, buy Tomo's records.
Now, Zilch, you can get it.
What about Robbo's records?
Don't buy none of them, no!
Okay, fair enough, then. All right, calm down.
You telling me to calm down?
Yeah, no, I'm not.
John was very drunk last night.
Though. Was he? Was he with you?
I can't get into it, but yeah, yes.
I wasn't very drunk.
You were very, very drunk?
No, not when my mother was listening.
Is your mum listening now?
She always listens to this.
You don't drink, though, at all, do you?
No,
you
not at all.
Right, okay, let's have a play viaduct. Kirsten is on the line, the new mum. Hello, Kirsten.
Hello.
You all right?
Yeah, I'm fine, thank you.
Good. How is the little baby?
He's fine. He's asleep, as usual.
Have you sorted out a name yet?
No.
Still?
Still.
A babe with no name.
I know.
It's just called Thingy.
Just called Baby.
Baby. Why don't you just leave it as Baby?
I know. Well, for 6 months, he's called Bump.
Bump.
Call him Bump.
Right, of course, right.
Yeah.
Why, now Mr. Bump?
Yeah,
Mr. Tickle. Mr. Happy.
What about
Mr. Topsy-Turvy?
Mr. Topsy-Turvy?
Call your baby Christopher.
Oh, jump start again.
Why won't you call the baby after me?
Because I've got an Uncle Christopher and I can have two.
Yeah, name it after me.
Lump.
Shut up!
Twiggy.
call the baby Miles.
I don't know.
What about with Posh and Bex? You know, Brooklyn was conceived in Brooklyn. What would the name be in this case?
Oh, Cortona. Backstate.
No.
Where again in Gloucestershire was it?
No, it wasn't that word Andy told you, actually. He's got it wrong.
He
always keeps saying that. After whining yet.
Call it Beacon.
I rang work
the car park. Call your baby car park back in the cricket ground. I'm only joking. Yeah.
Chris, can I stay there?
Depends.
Okay. No, I was going to say, can I take advantage of your generosity for 2 seconds?
No.
Can I just say thank you to everyone in the hospital who helped me?
No, that's dull.
My midwife, Sally,
no,
helped me with my pregnancy, and everyone who bought me presents, especially you.
You can thank me. That's right. Thank me for the flowers again. Go on.
Yeah, thank you very much for the lovely big bunch of flowers.
Yeah, okay.
Indeed.
Well, all right then, Fatty.
Oh, thanks. You know the thing about Melinda? You want to send her out to be a reporter?
Yeah.
Yeah. Meg can come and meet my baby.
Why?
Well, why not?
Look, you were great on the show while you were pregnant. Now you've had the kid, we're not interested anymore.
Oh,
sorry. You're not valued. You're not, you know, you didn't cry. Anymore. You were supposed to cry on the air one day and you never did.
I know, I'm sorry.
Oh, well. All right, good luck.
Thank you.
All right. Shame. Fire Fiona.
Hiya, Chris.
You alright?
Yeah, I'm fine, thank you.
Tell us about you then, Fiona, please.
Well, I'm 23 and I'm from Southampton and I'm a physiotherapist.
You're a physiotherapist?
Yeah.
Have you got a boyfriend?
Yeah, I've got a fiancé.
Fiancé?
Yeah.
What's his name?
His name's Paul.
Paul.
He's a physiotherapist as well.
Ah, very nice.
Yeah. Handy for the massages and all that.
Mm-hmm.
Hello?
Thanks for listening.
Good.
Anything you want to ask her?
No.
John?
What? So I was just distracted by something.
Okay.
A couple of things.
Mick, anything you want to ask Fiona?
Do what?
Mick? No? We've got nothing to ask you, Fiona.
Oh, that's interesting.
Yeah, well, you know.
Oh, were we supposed to ask things?
Well, no, I can't think of anything to ask her.
What's your favourite colour?
Favourite colour? Blue, probably.
What's the fastest land mammal?
The fastest land mammal? Don't know, an ostrich.
No, a camel and a Range Rover.
An ostrich.
You never know. Right, anyway, let's get on with it. Okay, let's get on with it. Good luck on the quiz, Fiona.
Thank you.
Good luck, Kirsten.
Thank you.
Well, she's got David the photographer.
Mm.
Let's play Viaduct. Kirsten, complete the name of this famous highwayman, somebody Turpin. Fiona, this is an anagram of the word maid and a famous type of cheese.
Dick.
Kirsten, you might find this bloke in the Garden of Eden, A.D. something M.
Edam.
Fiona, which name comes before Connors, Carter and Cricket?
Adam.
Kirsten, how do you pronounce S-L-A-S-H?
Nick. No? Hang on. Connors, Carter, Cricket. Oh my God, it's
going to be
close.
Say Adam.
Adam.
Kirsten, how do you pronounce S-L-A-S-H?
Slash.
That's the next one.
Yeah, what am I doing?
Say Jimmy.
I've lost it completely. Start again. I'm sorry, Mick. I don't know what I'm doing. I've lost it completely.
You're rubbish today.
I got distracted by ice cubes. Right, let's start again. Kirsten, complete the name of this famous highwayman, somebody Turpin. Fiona, this is an anagram of the word maid and a famous type of cheese.
Dick.
Kirsten, you might find this bloke in the Garden of Eden, A.D. something M.
Edam.
Fiona, which name comes before Connors, Carter and Cricket?
Adam.
Kirsten, how do you pronounce S-L-A-S-H? Say Jimmy.
Jimmy.
Fiona, what is the plural of weed?
Slash.
Kirsten, which word comes before estimate, ready and tumble?
Weed.
Fiona, nips out gardener mate of Alan Titchmarsh is who?
Don't know.
Fiona?
Yeah?
I'm going to have to cut you off.
Okay, then.
Bye. And Kirsten? I'm going to have to cut you off as well.
Oh.
But so congratulations on the birth of your baby.
Okay.
Is there anything? What? Don't get upset.
Oh. Oh, you're crying. Something to look forward to.
Oh, yeah. Now you choose to cry on a bad day.
Yeah. Well, I've got nothing to do all day. This is like my highlight of the day.
You should get out more.
Oh. You heartless git.
I'm trying to make her cry. It's great for the rate. What's in the papers if she cries? Are you upset?
Yeah, I am, actually.
Oh, you just laughed. You've ruined it. Get off. No, bye. You should have cried. Would have made the papers. Nasty, sexist, pig, loudmouth, egotistical, fat boy, roly-poly, heavyweight DJ, Chris Moyles, etc., etc. Anyway, we'll try again on Monday, right? Stamford. Problems where it all. Oh, Harry Hill.
What's the matter with you?
Three jokes, half an hour, find them.
You've got a bit weird, haven't you?
I don't know what I've done. By the way, we're going to the dogs tonight, ladies and gentlemen. We're going to see the greyhound doggies, the little woofers, running around a track after a rabbit which isn't real. And we'll spend lots of money and get drunk in the process.
Hooray!
So that should be a good night. Now, are you definitely coming, Melinda, to the dogs?
Maybe.
Why not?
Because I've got a show to do tonight.
What do you mean you've got a show to do?
10 to 9 this evening.
You're joking. Really?
It's a big one.
I'm sure it is, but let's talk about the show. So you've got a show to do tonight.
I have.
Right, well, do you have any information about it?
I do.
Well, there just so happens to be an advert, Chris.
It just so happens to be an advert, Chris.
Really? Is it here?
Play it. Hi there, boys and girls, Melinda here. Just to remind you to tune in to my brand new dance music show tonight, just before Judge Jules. That's right, I'll be mixing it up big style, playing all those banging tunes. Forget Pete's song, listen to my hot mixing. When the crowd say ball, select one. When the crowd say ball, select one. When the crowd say ball, hey, good at it. So join me, Melinda, for the Melinda Dance Party tonight at 10 to 9 on Radio 1.
Radio 1. I didn't know you were a DJ, mate. I didn't know you were a mixer.
Man of many talents.
And that little routine there sounded very good.
Good, isn't it?
Yeah, you could even... I'd say better than Dave Pierce.
You didn't even have to practice to do that.
Practice?
Practice.
Well, that's good. Hey, John, I bet you're jealous that you're not doing a radio show tonight.
Well, it just so happens that I'm going to have a chance to get my show on the air as well.
No!
Hi there, dance music fans. This is DJ Jolting Johnny Culture. Why not join me after Melinda's dance party for my dance devotion extravaganza, where we take a chance on dance. It's not just voices I do, I can mix as well. Check it. All this plus fantastic hits from Hazel Dean, Junior Kiskum, and Big Bum. It's going to be Dancer Doodle Mungus. Only at 5 to 9 tonight on Radio 1.
Very good.
Radio 1. Radio 1. Radio 1.
Radio 1.
The weekend starts here.
Monday Night Live on Radio 1.
Dave Pearce, live from the Brit Awards nomination party.
This is Dave Pearce with your personal invitation to the Brit Awards nomination party. I'll be live in London on Monday from 6 p.m. as we get ready for the Brits 2000. There'll be live music from Fats and Small, and Gabrielle will be hanging out with us for a chat. Then, from 8, Steve Lamacq is live at the NME Premier Awards.
As well as news from all the nominees, we'll be featuring a headline set from Ash, performing tracks from their brand new album. Ash, supported by much acclaimed newcomers Muse, and Angelica. And on Tuesday, the evening session is backstage at the awards from 8 till 10. The Brits nomination party and the NME Premier Awards.
Monday Night Live on Radio 1.
It's Chris Moyles on Radio 1. He started in pole position and he's leading.
Radio 1.
So we get the dream team back Sunday morning on Radio 1. I heard them on the first show on Sunday just gone.
Are they bringing the sound of Saturday night to a Sunday morning?
Yeah.
Move.
I thought they were very funny, I must admit. I thought it was good. I liked it. Did you hear it, Mick?
I did.
Were you weekend execing?
I was.
Yeah. Good. Don't you think?
Yeah.
I like the dream team, I think they're good.
Isn't one of them called Timmy Mack?
No, it's Timmy Mallet, DJ Forky, and MC Knees.
DJ Spoony.
All right, and what's the other one?
Don't know.
Mick?
Timmy Magic.
Oh.
We've already said him. Timmy Magic, DJ Spoony, and MC Light or something, aren't they?
It's Mikey B.
That's it.
Spoony and Timmy Magic. Timmy Mallet, DJ Forky, and Mikey Knees. Mucky Knees. You got DJ Mucky Knees, Timmy Mallet, and DJ Forky. They are the dream team.
Oh, we've got to do that Mickey take on Monday.
Which one?
Ooh-wee, it's the Queen team.
We've got to do that. Okay. It'll be funny, trust me, it'll be funny. We'll run it past an exact. Ladies and gentlemen, he's on in about 31 minutes' time. It's Pete Tong.
Okay, you've got to come on now, have I?
Yeah, you've got to come on early.
Okay.
That's
fine.
What have you been doing all week?
A bit of hoovering. Just been doing a few bits of, you know, repair work on the bodywork of my minivan.
Oh, nice.
Drive to, you know, to working with all the records.
Yeah.
And, you know, just getting all the preparations done for the show. Got the ironing done. Fixed the window ledge.
So you haven't been gigging?
Well, just a little gig. You know, I just called the bingo at the Empire Club down the road. That was a good gig.
Do you know all the little catchphrases and all that for bingo calling?
Yeah, sometimes, you know, get them.
Give us a bit now.
It's a bit confusing, and, you know, sometimes, you know, fights have broken out because of it, but two little ducks, 88.
No, two little ducks are 22.
Okay.
Because they look like ducks.
Right.
Okay, all right. Keep going.
Fabio and Groove Rider, 66.
What?
Well, I don't know. It was just two numbers. I just had, like, you know, I think the two names to go with
it. Keep going.
All the ones, it's
121.
121, yeah. That's good. I've had that for my bingo
collection. I used to go bingo with my mum all the time.
Yeah.
So I know all the bingo expressions.
Yeah.
Two little ducks, 22.
Yeah.
Okay. Kelly's Eye
is
number one.
Number one, yeah.
Kelly Brook.
What? No, Kelly Brook isn't a bingo number.
Isn't it?
No. You put me off a train of thought.
Oh, it could be, though. It could be.
No, it's not. Well, you can shut up.
Kelly Brook could be eight, but you'd have to turn the eight
on
the
side. Double zero. All right, leave it, will you? Now, listen. Kelly's Eye, number one.
Right.
It used to be Maggie's Den. Then it was Major's Den.
Yeah.
I think it's Blair's Den.
Number 10.
10.
No, but he lives in number 11.
But it doesn't matter.
It doesn't move, because they're having a baby.
Well, don't pick points. Legs.
11.
Yay! Well, that's what you do, you bang your glasses.
Clickety-click, 33.
No, clickety-click, 66. Clickety-click, 66. Top of the shop. Blind.
101.
No! 90!
Blind the data. I should be the only answer on blind dates.
Right, 5 and 3.
Hey.
No! 53! Now you're just trying to be stupid. You can make modern ones up if you want, but they have to work, right? So you could have, you know, Kelly Brook 20 or something like that.
Yeah.
I don't know. Well, think of some, and then the next time, you know, Judge Jules, you know, £4,500 a half hour. You know, that kind of thing. It'd be easy to work out.
I know, and Pete's in the next room looking at us. I don't think he's very happy about us portraying him as a bingo caller.
No, stuff her, Mincy. Right, Pete.
Yeah.
I want you to come up with a list of hot records you're going to be playing tonight and read them out to me before we finish.
Oh, wow.
So tease the listeners to listen to you. Right?
Yep, you're on.
All right,
and I know y'all been lying to.
This is Alanis Morissette's Even Angrier Sister Khalid. With, what the hell do you think you're doing? Last year, Valentine's.